Tom Seemingly Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Timothy Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Address is 19444 Ridge Road, Red Bluff, California, 96080. Phone 530-574-7093. ID, leave a blank. Date of birth, 7/24/1960. 65-year-old married man, retired. Insurance is Blue Cross Blue Shield, California. Pharmacy is Elmore's, E-L-M-O-R-E-S, 530-527-4636. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for cognitive decline. Current medications, aripiprazole, 30 milligrams, benztropine, 0.5 milligrams, glipizide, 5 milligrams, lithium, 450 milligrams, daily methimazole 5 milligrams, amlodipine, 1 tablet, Tepezza infusions 3 times a week. New paragraph, comorbid diagnosis, bipolar 1 disorder. High blood sugar, Graves' disease, it is addressed to 1Lassen There's a copy to Dr. A-N-O-O-P-I-N-D-E-R, Singh, S-I-N-G-H, M-D. At mindpath-health. Current medications, lithium carbonate, extended release, 900 milligrams. Aripiprazole, 30 milligrams. Benztropine, 25 milligrams. Supplements, vitamin D3, zinc, B complex, and fish oil. Current symptoms, insomnia, excessive salivation, dear professional colleagues. Timothy Johnson was seen on October 3, 2025 for neurological evaluation with history of possible cognitive impairment while being treated for bipolar 1 evaluation taking lithium and amlodipine. New paragraph. Laboratory testing on July 25, 2025 showed normative values for Quest Alzheimer's disease detect capital PTAU217 plasma, neurofilament light chain plasma, the APOE isoform Alzheimer's disease detect plasma showed values of E2/E3 dash reduced risk for Alzheimer's disease. There was no evidence laboratory-wise for autoimmune progressive dementia. The general dementia workup showed an elevated random serum glucose of 200. With otherwise normative folate, B12, and thyroid functions. The beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma showed a value of 0.161. Which was an intermediate risk factor for development of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, notes from MindPath Health were reviewed. New paragraph. He completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment in parentheses, MOCA, all capitals in parentheses, with a value of 27 to 28 over 30, which is in the normal range. He completed the 88 dementia screening interview, reporting difficulty with repeating the same things over and over, but otherwise, no unusual changes. New paragraph. He also completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires showing slightly increased scores in communication difficulty, sleep disturbance, and moderate levels of cognitive dysfunction. New paragraph, the MRI scan of the brain in orbits with and without contrast at Dignity Health on September 10, 2024 was essentially unremarkable, other than showing nasal septal deviation to the right and paranasal sinus and mastoid air cell disease. New paragraph. We With his current clinical history and findings, he completed the amyloid PET CT imaging study of the head for Alzheimer's dementia on July 24, 2025 at the Halo Breast Care Center. New paragraph. The scan was negative, indicating sparse to no neuritic plants that would be consistent with Alzheimer's disorder. New paragraph. In consideration of his history and presentation, Timothy Johnson would appear to have underlying bipolar disorder and possible cognitive manifestations of his chronic associated encephalopathy. A new paragraph. Electroencephalographic testing showed a normal static waking ambulatory record with no focal abnormalities or epileptiform activity. New paragraph. At this time, further treatment of his bipolar disorder, including the addition of lamotrigine, might be useful. New paragraph. Serial reevaluations and consideration of further treatment, of course, is indicated. At this time, his evaluation is not consistent with Alzheimer's disease, in my signature.